It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy, and now a conversation about hot dogs, tweets, and selfies. The long-awaited Bloomington Normal Portillo's officially opens for business today after several days of sneak previews. Long lines are a guarantee, but just how much buzz is there? To find out, GLT's Ryan Denham sat down with Nate Carpenter from ISU's School of Communication. He runs the school's Social Media Analytics Command Center and took a closer look at how the new Portillo's measures up.
The prevailing view is that this is the most anticipated restaurant opening in Bloomington Normal history. And that's an impossible thing to measure, but what does the level of social media chatter tell us about just how big a deal this is? Can you put that in context for us?
That question about, you know, the most anticipated, like you said, is really hard to measure, but there are some ways that we can measure this. So first, I think by looking at some of the more popular pages that will be talking about this opening. So some of the places that I will go to look at are going to be Facebook pages like the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene. I'll go look at Portillo's page. I'll go look at campus, Illinois State University campus pages, just to get a sense of you know, just the overall volume of activity related to that post. And so in terms of Portillo's, the announcement of the restaurant opening, one of the things that I can do is go look at Portillo's page and just measure that against all of their other Facebook pages in terms of engagement. And one of the amazing things that we saw was that the announcement about a Bloomington Normal restaurant was the 10th most popular post in terms of engagement on their page ever. So it was a really big deal. And I think the only location that we saw that was bigger in terms of those kinds of announcements was a restaurant in Tampa Bay, Florida. So that was big. And when we think about, magnitude, in terms of number of engagements or numbers of shares and things like that, I have a couple numbers here. We can look at 20,000 engagements. And so that is people on Facebook who are liking, commenting, reacting, sharing that post. And again, that was 20,000 just about the normal Portillo's announcement alone.
Portillo's is expanding across the area. It's opened in Champaign, Urbana already. There's rumors that it's opening soon in Peoria, too. How does our opening compare to what Portillo's has done in these other markets?
Champaign is probably the easiest to compare. I think we haven't seen a lot of chatter right now in Peoria. But if we look at the Champaign opening, we can compare at three levels. So I can look at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So if we look at, again, Portillo's Facebook page, the comparison is actually pretty stark. The Blono, Bloomington Normal opening was the 11th most engaging post on Portillo's official Facebook page. And I think Champaign's announcement was the 41st most engaging. And for comparison, I think they only had 9,000 engagements, whereas here it was 20,000 engagements. So almost, twice over in terms of the amount of engagement. So again, sharing and liking and commenting.
What about on Twitter and Instagram? What kind of chatter did we see in Champaign versus what we're seeing here locally?
Well, we're seeing similar comparison on Twitter to what we saw on Facebook. So if we look at Portillo's flagship Twitter account, what we saw was that on April 13, they posted that it's groundbreaking time in Normal. So it wasn't even the official announcement about Portillo's coming. It's just a groundbreaking announcement that received the most retweets and the most favorites of any tweet they had ever created, with 514 retweets and over 1,000 favorites. And the funny part is the second most retweeted and favorited post was the Champaign announcement. But we're looking at almost, again, a difference in terms of 100% difference. So in terms of Champaign, again, they posted groundbreaking time in Champaign, and that generated only 217 retweets and 657 favorites. So a big difference there in terms of, again, the levels of activity. And, some of the theories that we have about that really are that, Illinois State students are very active on Twitter, at least within the Bloomington Normal community. And so that activity generated a lot more interest. And in terms of Instagram, one of the ways that we can study that space is to look at people actually tagging locations. And right now, it's kind of neck and neck between Normal, Illinois, and Champaign. And so when we looked at their soft opening and the days in which they were giving out golden tickets, there were about 34 four people who had tagged that location in that event. And in the Bloomington Normal location, we were looking at about 30. So it'll be very interesting to see what that will look like on Tuesday morning as people line up and wait in line and start tagging themselves and taking selfies while they're waiting for their experience with Portillo's.
That's Nate Carpenter, director of Convergent Media at Illinois State University's School of Communication. He also heads up the Social Media Analytics Command Center, or SMAC, here on campus in Fell Hall. I'm Ryan Denham.
The new Portillo's will employ around 200 people as it opens today.